Good morning. Thank you for being here today. My name is Michael Kearns, and I am the Erie County Clerk. And I'm pleased to announce to the residents of Erie County that we who are seeking new pistol permits applications, or they want to upgrade or make any changes to their current ones, we've got some news for them, which I think is really positive. Beginning on Tuesday, November 12th, the day after Veterans Day, residents looking to submit their new pistol permit application can do it right here at the Clerk's Outreach Center, located at the Southgate Plaza, 1086 Union Road. It's adjacent to our Auto Bureau, and applicants can come in, and we'll have a drop-off spot for them. We'll review their application. We'll accept it. Just like our other services here out of this center, they can get their photograph, and then they can pick up any needed forms that they need, or if they even have questions about the pistol permit process. What's nice about this is that, as you know, if you come to 92 Franklin, and I think the three of you know this from other press conferences that we've had, you do have to go through security, which is important. And that could be timely. You have to pay for parking. Here we have free parking. And just like at our Elma location, which is open on Wednesday and Friday, you do not have to pay for parking. And that's been really successful, quite successful. So the hours of operation here will be Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And in addition to this announcement, we will also be doing other transactions at our Cheektowaga location out of our Auto Bureau on Mondays. So that will just be adds and deletes. Those will be for people who are currently pistol permit holders. So they've received their pistol permit from our licensing officer, Judge Bowler. But this service here, which has never been done before, will be open Monday through Friday. You can come in. We will process your pistol permit application. You do not have to come downtown. It's going to be quite a convenience for people. And as you know, Erie County is one of the largest counties for pistol permit holders. Something that's very important is we will not be taking cash or checks. Only credit cards will be accepted. There will be fees on those credit cards. But once again, we've done that out in Elma, and it has been quite successful. So the Clerk's Outreach Center, right now where we're in, we accept passports 5 days a week. We do our veteran services out of this facility, and now we're adding an additional resource in a pistol permit, accepting pistol permit applications. So we will have flyers here if there are people who are in the neighborhood and they want to stop in. Once again, starting on November 12th, the day after Veterans Day, we'll have our first new application drop-off. As part of that, many times people need notary service, and we will provide that for them. And of course, photos will be available in forms. We'll still continue our Wednesday and Friday service at Elma Town Hall. And then starting on November 18th, we will be at our Cheektowaga Auto Bureau, and we'll be there on Mondays from 9 to 5. So this is a very important process for many Erie County residents. I'm one of the three components to accepting the pistol permit application. We work with the Erie County Sheriff, John Garcia, who does the backgrounds and the reviews. And then, of course, Judge Bowler is the licensing officer. So with that, and I can do this again for you, don't
sure.
worry about it.
Sorry about that.
I don't know if you have any questions or concerns.
Before this office opened up for pistol permits, what was it like for people to have to go to get the
permit? It was very cumbersome. It was a process because with the density of downtown, number one, especially for many of our older senior citizens, finding parking. Then you have to come into a government building, go through a security checkpoint, just like you're going to the airport, which is important. We want we share that building with the court system and with the district attorney's office. So it's a highly securitized building. Here, the positive thing is going to be is we are doing so many services between the Auto Bureau and other services. It was a natural fit for many people to have it here Monday through Friday. No appointments will be necessary, so people will take walk-ins, which is a really positive thing. So the pistol permit process has changed. There's been many changes under New York State law. And we just wanted to make it easier for those applicants who are coming in. And it was a quite a cumbersome process. It really was. And we've really streamlined it and made it more efficient. And we're really listening to many of the people who utilize these services. They wanted a mobile type, a outreach type of facility. And we're providing that. And that's one of the things I'm looking to do. And I'm happy that we've been able to do that. I mean, essentially, it's... Since I became Erie County Clerk, it's bringing government closer to the people, and I'm very proud that we've been able to do that.
There's been backlogs of other applications and everything over the last several years, months. Is that part of the issue here with backlogs of any pistol permit stuff, or is that just, you know?
No, as you know, when the law changed, when Albany changed the law, many people did apply. We normally, like in a normal year, you may get 1,500 applications. In that year, we processed nearly 8,000 applications. That was, over a long period of time. We've streamlined the process to where when you come in, our job is the Erie County Clerk's Office. We accept the application. It is done that day. It is sent to the Sheriff's Office after that. They do the background and the review, and then it is, followed up by the judge. So, of course, I can't control the other processes by the other partners. However, at least from my standpoint, we streamline the process to where you come in, you file your application, and something when I talked about communication with the public is we now have a system where you will get an email. Your application has been completed, and we'll walk them through that process. It is being reviewed by the sheriff's office. Your sheriff's review is completed. It is now before the licensing officer, and then your application has been completed. Congratulations, you received an approval by the licensing officer. So we've added these additional steps and improvements. We're going to have a new computer system coming online in the future, so we're just continuing to upgrade to provide better customer service.